Indeed, as I promised, we focus 15 now. I'm trying to bring in the examine, just to help us make sense of what's going on within the kingdom of the Sultan. Following that, the king Muswati is alleged to have received 10 billion yen in payments from the United States government to detain dangerous criminals within the kingdom to discuss the story of the news editor and journalist of Swazi News to listen to the My brother, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Eskosana, on by the phone. Hope you could.
My brother, just quickly, make us make sense of this particular story. The king is alleged to have received 10 billion rand just to detain dangerous criminals.
Thank you, Skosana. You will understand that in the last few weeks, it was reported, in fact, we reported that the United States have found five criminals which were detected by the respective countries. And as the report estimates, immensely, there was no specific contact or comments that have been uncovered in that regard. So, what happened thereafter, the New York Times uncovered some documents with the specific details of the agreement that resulted in the planning or identification of the criminals. So the 10 billion went image from the agreement, the expedited reports of the New York Times, suggesting that the Kingdom of Israel, in particular the Kingdom of Israel, received about $500 million to assert these criminals.
So, yeah. But give us a sense how important then it is then that the cabinet in the Kingdom of Swati and as well as the office of the Attorney General needs to be then aligned with that particular decision, or they need to be at least aware. Because I've noted amongst the story that you've pinned down, it suggests to me that yes, the Prime Minister did indicate that the king is above the law, but to a large extent, these two entities ought to have known.
Yes, of course, and constitutionally, the Attorney General or the Office of the Attorney General must facilitate this agreement. In fact, that's the office that is supposed to give the necessary advice and further to draft this agreement or correct some of the policies. But in this particular incident, the agreement, the Office of the Attorney General was declined. And even the entire cabinet, because a few cabinet ministers were aware of this agreement. They were all shocked. Some cabinet ministers were shocked to learn that the country had accepted the dangerous criminals from the United States. Which means this was an agreement between King Muswati and he executed the facilitated it to his prime minister after the minister of finance.
Just lastly, before I let you go, your understanding of how this has been rejected and opposed by some of the subject leaders, particularly of how it compromised the safety of the region.
Yes, the Department of International Relations in the Republic of South Africa did raise its serious concerns regarding the dumping or the deportation, which in this regard appeared to undermine regional security. Even the neighboring countries have expressed concerns that particularly in the Republic of South Africa, that reached out to the government of Eswatini and to say, no, we are equally concerned with the dumping of these criminals because this will undermine the entire region, the security of the entire region.
Yes, let's talk to you for this evening, my brother. I really appreciate your time. And just maybe you clarify some of these complex issues for us, particularly those that come from the community.
Thank you.